cinema my door. Had a $1 million vibe in the body to go. Them birthday cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she was flexible, professional, drinking Xano. Hold up, wait a minute, do I see what I think I will? Did a thing I seen, sure to get low. Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'm making it snow. Work the pole, I got the bang bro. I'ma say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. She threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where we go. She had them apple bottom jeans. She ready for Rover, I couldn't control her. So lucky on me, I was just like a clover. Shorty was hot like a toaster. Sorry, but I had to fold her. Like a pornography poster, she showed her.
To the woodshed and give me a spanking.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Remind me, I got to build a woodshed.
Hey, bring the poop knife.
I love this. We're like aliens.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Came into my cool.
Elvis Duran.
There's some strange people out there.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
What is this, a Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, September 25th. Happy birthday to my schnauzer, Max.
Happy
birthday, the love of my life. 12 years old today.
Wow. Remember, almost a teenager.
Remember when he came into our life?
Yes.
Little Max.
I do.
You know what else today is? One Hit Wonder Day.
Oh, nice.
You know, every once in a while a song comes along that you love, you like.
Yeah.
They don't come out with another one.
That's right.
That's about it. I'm about to play Max's favorite One Hit Wonder.
Okay.
In a second. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hi, Gandhi.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, Señor Nate.
Buenos dias. Honey.
And there's Diamond.
Hi.
Didn't give me a hug this morning. Where my hug?
Oh, yeah, you're
where
right.
Where my hug at? Hey, Scary. Welcome to the day.
Hello.
Scotty B. Love you. Scotty.
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Froggy. Hello,
hello,
Froggy.
Hello.
Froggy, do you have any favorite one-hit wonder songs?
He's not, but yeah. Vanilla Ice, Ice, Ice Baby, one of my favorites.
That's, oh. He's not a one-hit wonder.
Technically, yeah.
You think
that's
so?
A one-hit wonder, yeah.
Pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't know if... I don't even remember when the song came out. It was a long, long time ago.
Oh, Lynn, Steal My Sunshine.
Steal My Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have sunshine here today?
No.
See, it's a perfect song. Someone stole it. Anyway, welcome to One Hit Wonder Day.
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in myself to
one-hit wonder. I wonder what Len is doing now. Anyone seen Len?
No, nope. I have not.
Len! Can we look it up?
What is Len?
Can you do a search for Len? L-E-N. Where's Len? Steal my sunshine. Len's probably like a multi-billionaire hedge fund person.
They're in different places.
Oh, Len is
it
a group.
It was a group, a Canadian pop band.
Okay.
One's in publishing, one's a producer.
Oh, okay. Oh. So they're living a good life.
That's good.
Well, thank you for that song, One Hit Wonder.
Len.
Anyway, it is One Hit Wonder Day. Just thinking about it. All those one hits that those people had. Who wanted to hear Ice Ice Baby?
Hey. Froggy.
Yeah. That was One Hit Wonder.
Remember Snow in FOMO?
There you go. There's a one hit wonder.
Boom, down. I didn't know the words.
And good morning to producer Sam.
Hi.
I missed her on the list a second ago.
I've been holding my breath for like 7 minutes.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Ooh, it was like a spicy rice noodle stir fry dish. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
We had pizza and sushi and Indian food.
What a combo.
Yeah. I know. We went kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Colin. Welcome to Wednesday. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing okay, man. Good to talk to you. So, Colin got to work a little early today. Thought he'd just try his luck. Spin the wheel. Roll the dice. And try to call in to be the first caller of the day. And you are. Welcome to the show, Colin.
Yes. Thank you.
I love that name, Colin. Some of my best people in life are named Colin.
Mm. Oh, Alan. It sounds like a rich name.
It does.
Yeah.
Are you from a very wealthy family?
Not really, no.
That means yes.
Yeah.
Rich Colin. Well, Colin, what is your day about today since you got to work early?
Today, just going in, doing what I do on a day-to-day basis. I'm working at Lowe's, and then I volunteer after school with a group of kids who write music for the environment, and that fills up my day.
Colin.
That's cool.
Yeah, what a cool life you're living. Yeah. And what you're doing for other people is just very, very nice. We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Well, Colin.
I listen to you guys every morning on my way in and everything.
Well, thank you so much. And we love Lowe's. We love, you know what? Nothing turns anyone on like a brand new Lowe's. That's what Froggy says.
Right.
Like. So when will you stop going to Lowe's and have to find a new one? I mean, you can only go to one for like a month and then you have to find a new one.
Well, it doesn't mean, you know, when they build a new Lowe's, you got to go check it out. I mean, you have to go see what does the new Lowe's have that your old Lowe's doesn't.
But Colin, aren't they the same when they open up Lowe's?
I feel like some are the same, but again, there are probably everything the same in there, but just different prices, maybe more sales.
You know what they should do? They should do like Target does. They should open up Super Lowe's where they have a grocery store.
Oh, or something for me, because that's the only store my husband goes to where he asks if I need anything because he knows the answer is no.
There you go. Well, Colin, you are the first caller of the day. I'm glad you got in. What do you have for our friend Colin?
Oh, for Colin, we got a $50 Wendy's gift card for that breakfast burrito.
Oh, you love the breakfast burrito, Colin. Oh, my God. Love it. And thank you.
I never had that from Wendy's.
Well, it's time. It's time, Colin. And thank you for listening to us. Hold on 1 second. There you go. Colin doing some pretty cool stuff. Are you still there, Colin? I don't understand this phone system.
It's a Wheatstone.
Oh, it's a Wheatstone. Oh, of course. All right, let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Let's get on with the day. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right, sadly, Marcellus Williams has been executed by the state of Missouri. He was put to death by lethal injection yesterday evening, shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court denied his request for a stay of execution. The 55-year-old Williams was found guilty in the 1998 stabbing death of newspaper reporter Felicia Gale. He spent more than two decades on Missouri's death row and declared his innocence until the end. The prosecutor's office that convicted him objected to the execution. The DNA found at the scene did not match his, and black jurors were excluded from the original jury pool. Close to 200 chemicals linked to breast cancer are used in food packaging and plastic utensils. Yeah, don't use the plastic utensils. A new study shows that 76 breast cancer carcinogens from food contact materials can be found in people. Researchers reported their findings in the journal Frontiers in Toxicology. This comes as rates of early onset breast cancer in younger women are now increasing. And finally, the U.S. Postal Service is restarting its free at-home COVID-19 tests offer by the end of the month. The program will allow U.S. households to order up to 4 COVID-19 at-home nasal swab kits. The kits will be available while supplies last. The U.S. Health and Human Services Agency, which oversees COVID testing, has not announced an exact date for ordering to begin. As Elvis has COVID and coughs his heart out over there.
Coughing my COVID up.
Oh my there gosh. You go.
Thank and you, those are your thank USPS for the free test.
Yeah.
Maybe they can throw one my way. Are you ready for Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, lady.
Come on.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Frasier is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try
100.7 FM.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift.
It's me.
October 18th at Hard Rock Stadium.
It's you.
You can be there. Listen weekdays at 9, 1, 4, and 7. Caller 10 automatically gets an official Tortured Poets Department tee and surprise era vinyl. Win and you're automatically registered for the ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Tour fan ticket package.
Can't wait to see you guys. We're going to have some fun.
Premium tickets to her sold-out Miami show. Era vinyls, a personally signed poster, up to $500 in merch, plus more.
So it's going to be forever.
Winner announced Thursday, October 10th at 12:13. Thanks to Republic Records. Another exclusive from Miami's legendary
Y100.
iHeartRadio, music you should know. Featuring Alex Warren, Carry You Home.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home. Whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, I'm changing my mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it's true.
Warren Custom Station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
I want you to stay till I'm in the grave, till I ride away.
press this button here. Here we go.
We are back!
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Storms are coming. There's Froggy sitting there in Jacksonville. You're saying this afternoon is when the storm arrives in Jacks?
Actually, tomorrow afternoon. So the worst of the
weather. Tomorrow afternoon. Sorry, I messed that up.
Yeah, the worst of the weather is going to be tomorrow. Right now, it's currently Tropical Storm Helene with a 65-mile-per-hour sustained wind. They're expecting once it passes the Yucatan Peninsula there that the water temperature is like 88 to 89 degrees in the Gulf. It's just going to intensify quickly onto a high Category 3, low Category 4 storm. Will make landfall in the Bend of Florida there where it kind of turns to the panhandle tomorrow night around 6 o'clock.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Jeez. Yuck. Helene. Here comes Helene. I was reading somewhere yesterday where a woman's dad is getting married to some lady named Helene. No. He's getting married to a new woman. Her mother, Helene, hates her dad. Uh-oh. And now Hurricane Helene or Storm Helene, Helene is going to totally screw up their wedding.
Oh, boy.
The mother is still involved.
She's getting her wishes.
Yeah. Here comes Helene to mess up dad's wedding.
Yep.
Good news here in the room, though. I brought you some fresh corn.
I can't That's wait. Nice.
Who wants corn? I know how to do it in the microwave, and it's perfect.
Okay. Oh, we'll have some.
Well, we only have 3 cobs. You guys enjoy. I'm good.
I can chop those suckers
chop
in
them
half.
Up. Chop them up.
Also brought some, beautiful, perfect for the summer season, some fresh peach blueberry pie.
I can't wait for that. I'm going to have it with my coffee here in about 2 minutes.
Close to where I live, Melick's Farm Stand, they bake their own pies. When you walk in just to buy a healthy tomato, you can smell pie.
Oh.
So you get healthy vegetables. And pie.
Yay! that's 2 things out in the country that you always find. A corn stand and a pie stand.
Melick's does it all together.
And so many times they do the honor system where they have stuff on the side of the road and they have like a little thing where you leave money for the corn or the tomatoes and the eggs. And I'm like, what? Whoa, in the Bronx, this would never go
down. I'll tell you the story. So out where I live, they have, if you want eggs, whatever, you just leave the money in the can. Yeah. You take the eggs. So our friend Rosanna Scotto, who's from Dyker Heights, Brooklyn, she said, look at what they're doing over there. I went, what are they doing? You just put your money in the can, take the friggin' eggs. She said, I don't have any money. I'm going to take the eggs. I said, no, you're not. I said, you're not coming to my beautiful farm country and stealing from these hardworking gardeners and farmers.
That's so
funny. She wanted to steal stuff.
When they do that honor system, does it always come out even?
I don't know. I heard actually you get more because people leave.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. If you don't have change, you just leave it. Right. I can't even leave Halloween candy out in my part of Jersey on the porch without the kid down the block stealing the whole bucket.
I know.
Do you know who does it? Now that, do you have a ring camera?
I know who it is.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, go kick his ass.
I know who it is.
All right, well, let's get into the horoscopes. Hey, producer Sam.
Hi, my dear.
Who are you doing your horoscopes with?
Elvis, will you join me in the horoscopes adventure?
I would love to.
Thank you so much.
let's see. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Donald Glover, Will Smith, T.I., Mark Hamill, and Teddy Swims.
What a day.
Wow. I know. I would love to have dinner with T.I., Mark Hamill, and Teddy Swims. Anyway, Capricorn, don't be afraid to ask for help. It'll allow you to accomplish more goals. Your day's a 7.
Aquarius, if a new idea jumps up today, just go with it. You need to act on the unordinary. Your day's a 10.
Hey, Pisces, say yes to new opportunities. You might not be in the mood, but you'll thank yourself after. Your day's a 6.
Aries, reconnect with your childhood interests. It'll help you move away from this period of languishing you're in. Your day's a 5.
Hey, Taurus, sometimes emotions can only be resolved if you let them out. Stop suppressing everything you can, and your day's a 9.
Gemini, just because it isn't happening for you right now doesn't mean it won't in the future. So hold on to that hope. Your day's a 7.
Here's an idea, Cancer. Stand up for someone that needs a hand. Your strong suit isn't the same as theirs. Your day's a 9.
Leo, insights can guide you to make better decisions. Look back in order to move forward. Your day's a 9.
Yo, Virgo, measure twice and cut once.
What?
I'm not talking about farts, Danielle.
That's what I right away thought. Frog, you know you thought farts, right?
I did, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a thing that the carpenters do. You measure twice and cut once so you don't make mistakes. So, anyway, Virgo, measure twice, cut once. Don't screw up a project by acting too hastily. Your day's a 6.
Hey, Libra, you need to trim the dead weight. Let go of the person or thing that no longer serves you. Your day's an 8.
Hey, Scorpio, you are your own worst critic. Get out of your head. Accept the love from around you. Your day's an 8.
And finally, Sagittarius, things you once believed are not always true. Consider your new outlook. It might be the right one. Your day's an 8, and those are your Wednesday morning horoscopes.
Excellent. Let's get on with the day. Hey, coming up, I want to talk about what we did last night. Okay. We had such a great night with Gandhi and a lot of incredible, incredible people. Amazing event you invited us to last night.
I love you guys for coming. Thank you so much. So
love you.
And I've never sat front row at a fashion show.
And we didn't know what to do with our hands.
It's dangerous, right?
It is dangerous.
With our drinks.
Yeah, I almost got kicked in the head by a breakdancer.
Yeah.
It was insane. Anyway, a great night. And I want you to hear the story because it really was very moving. And Danielle, what else do you have coming up?
Lance Bass is saying, yep, we got some NSYNC action on the way. And Jelly Roll makes his acting debut.
Excellent.
Our friend Tommy D'Addario hosts I've Never Said This Before. It's a podcast where he interviews our favorite actors and artists. Tommy, who's on the podcast this week?
Hey, Elvis. I have actor Lucas Bravo on the show, who is currently starring in the 4th season of Emily in Paris. He is opening up about if his character should have a happily ever after with Emily. You do not want to miss it.
I've Never Said This Before. New episodes every Tuesday. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frasier is back! New episodes of the hit series are now streaming. In the new season of the Paramount Plus original series, Dr. Crane wants for nothing for the first time in his life. Legacy? Secured. Relationships? Mended. Unfinished business? More or less finished. Now Frasier is finally ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. But it's going to take a lot out of him. Stream the new season of Frasier now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try it for free.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $15 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults just like you. Now's the perfect time to make your next career move. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
100.7 FM.
Ready for Jingle Ball!
The biggest holiday concert of the year returns.
I think you guys are ready. You need to make some noise.
Be here Friday morning at 9 as Elvis Duran and the Morning Show drop this year's lineup for Y100's Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One.
The biggest holiday music event stage of the year, Jingle Ball. Please make some noise.
Magic is in the air for Capital One cardholders because they're getting first access to tickets and more starting October 1st for 48 hours only. Or while presale supplies last, visit iHeartRadio.com/Capital One for details. What's in your wallet?
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. That's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand. It's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe but I still fight. Well, I can fight as long as the wrong feels right. It's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her the more I suffer. I suffocate right before I'm about to drown. She resuscitates me. She hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap. Who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stop.
You can barely breathe when you're with him. You meet and neither one of you even know it hit him. Got that warm fuzzy feeling, get him chills. Used to get him, now you're getting sick of looking at him. You swore you'd never hit him, never do nothing to hurt him. Now you're in each other's face, spewing venom in your words when you spit him. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch. Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. Then we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me. When it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you. Baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away, though. Come inside. Pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? Told you this is my fault. Look me in the eyeball. Next time I'm flying my fist at the drywall. Next time, there will be no next time. I apologize, even though I know it's lies. I'm tired of the games. I just want her back. I know I'm alive. If she ever tries to f***ing leave again, I'ma tie her to the bed and set this house on fire. I'm just gonna
stand there.
Like a pop star, drinking Henny bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA always asking where the get. Living like a rock star. Smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a pop tart. You know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart. Remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star. I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, man. I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no. Can't show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
That airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can
pandemonium and all the madness. There comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we get in that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now. Can we put in that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars?
The days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplane from the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane from the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So the invite from Gandhi was, it was very simple. Hey, I'm walking in a fashion show for a great cause. Do you guys want to go? And I said, okay. So Danielle and I, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then I started finding out more about what this night was about last night. And it went even beyond how great I was expecting it to be.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to explain everything? Because it's just incredible what you did last night.
Aw, that's so nice of you. Well, shout out to the Verma Foundation, because this is all them. Natasha Verma on Fox 5. She had cancer. She was diagnosed with cancer years ago, and she lost all of her hair, as a lot of people do when they're going through chemo and radiation and all of that. And she was really upset about it because, you know, it's hard, as I know, to lose your hair. It's sad. And it's just difficult. So wigs are hot. The toppers, they're hot. So she came up with cap wigs, which is just a baseball hat that has real hair hanging down from it. And they look amazing.
They look amazing.
Real human
so
hair.
Real human hair. You can style it. You can do stuff with it. And it keeps you from being so hot and sweaty. You just pop it on, pop it off. You don't have to spend all this time trying to fix your hair after you've lost it, which is tough enough on its own. And now you have all these other challenges. So she created these cap wigs, and it was a catwalk yesterday. So the models were people who had all gotten through cancer or are currently fighting it, and they lost their hair, and they were walking down the runway with the caps on, and they looked so great.
And at the end, they took the caps off
to
show how beautiful they looked even without hair, and it was very emotional.
It was a very moving, you're right, it was a moving,
was
emotional night.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you or someone you know has been hit by cancer, and I think that's all of us. Mm-hmm. We've all known someone, if not us.
Yep.
You're like, okay, wow. The courage to get up there and say, hey, you know what? One of the many things about cancer with some of these treatments, you lose your hair. And someone could be like, oh, it's your life. Who cares about your hair? Well, no, it's not that simple. Mm-hmm. Your hair is a lot of your identity.
Oh, for sure. And Natasha is Indian, just like me. And there was another Indian woman who also walked. And we were talking about how, you know, Indian people specifically, they put so much stock and value in their hair. We do that. It's not great. It's not the best thing, but we do. So especially, you know, when you get hit with this, it was a multi-layered, damn it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And if you're going through life and death situations like cancer.
Yeah.
You know what? Just add the loss of hair to the list of things. It's like you just want to be normal.
Yeah.
And part of not being normal is losing your hair during chemotherapy or whatever. Anyways, but last night was just so moving. Nicole Miller, by the way, she is a designer. She's been doing fashion design for many years. She's, I mean, one of the biggest titan in the industry. In the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. And you guys were all wearing her stuff last night. She was there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm in the room with Nicole Miller. I mean, she's huge.
It was so cool. Yeah. It was so cool. And I will not say what you did, but thank you for what you did yesterday.
It was so awesome.
That was, I was, as soon as I heard it, I was like, I know who that is.
They were auctioning off lunch with Nicole Miller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, my mom and a lot of women in my family, they've had Nicole Miller in their closets for years. I'm like, oh my God, she's sitting right there. And Gandhi and all these wonderful, wonderful people are wearing her stuff tonight. It was all beautiful. And I had an opportunity to, okay, so we're going to go to Nicole Miller's showroom in her offices, and we're going to have lunch with her. Mm-hmm. She's going to mix up martinis. She wants to come to Jingle Ball. I'm going to get, she said, because I can get better tickets than Bob Pittman.
That's so funny.
And he's so funny because he turns to me and he goes, watch this. And then he bids on it, and he outbid the guy like two seats from me, and the guy came over to us and goes, yeah, congratulations. Because he was not going to outbid Elvis.
It was not happening.
It was such a moving night, and yeah. I was expecting something great. I was not expecting something over the top fantastic.
So
thank
nice,
you so much for inviting us. Give everyone the information. Because these hats, it's something as simple as a nice, really cool cap.
Yep.
And then the hair is connected mm-hmm. to the cap.
And she said you get to pick the color cap you want. You get to pick the color hair you want, the length, the style, everything.
If you know anyone, a woman, a child who's going through whatever makes them lose their hair, to be able to pop this thing on mm-hmm. and not even give it 2 seconds thought and walk out and feel great about yourself, what a fantastic idea. And they don't make any money off this thing.
No, all they give them away.
The proceeds go right into making these things. Yeah.
You can buy it for somebody if you want to, but you can also apply and just get one if you have lost your hair.
Yeah.
And Elvis, what you did yesterday, you gave so many people these cap wigs. So thank you because that's amazing. It's really, really cool.
So how can people look this up?
You can go to vermafoundation.org. It's Verma, V-E-R-M-A, foundation.org. And you can see all the different styles and the different hair colors and the hats. They're actually partnering now with a lot of teams nationwide.
Yeah,
so
but the Jets were
the
there.
Jets, yep. They had, and we had a lot of celebrities yesterday walking people down the runway.
Rosanna was there.
Rosanna Scotto. Mm-hmm.
A lot of football players were there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who did I sit next to?
You sat next to Devin McCourty.
Yeah, Devin, he grew up listening to our show.
Yes, he did.
He was like, cute. Oh, he sat down. We were like, look at this little cutie over here.
I'm like, he said, Elvis, I used to listen to your show when I was a kid. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so old.
No. Cool. There were so many people who were like, oh, my God, Elvis and Danielle. Oh, my God.
And then we
listened to them all the time.
We almost got kicked in the face by breakdancers. That was awesome. They had these breakdancers that
killed,
were performing.
Almost killed us.
They were awesome.
You and risked your life.
And at the end of it, the guy comes over. He goes, hey, I hope I didn't kick you in the face. And we were like, no. He's like, yeah, we took a real chance up there, but we did good. I said, you did great.
Yeah.
Oh, they were awesome.
It was awesome.
Oh, no. I could feel the rush of the breeze from his foot running right past my nose.
It was so cool.
When I was watching them practice, I was like, this is wild.
Yeah, what's up, Froggy?
You met Devin McCourty, man. He won 3 Super Bowls with Tom Brady. That's pretty awesome.
Yep. That's all that matters to you, Tom Brady. I sit right next to him. The nicest guy.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Like, I met so many celebrities. I met him. I met Nicole Miller. I met the
you're like BFFs with her now.
I know. Best friend.
Oh, Diamond's favorite football player of all time, Solomon.
Diamond.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should see him in pants.
Oh, that man is fine.
I bet you'd love to see him out of pants.
Oh, yeah. When I was telling Elvis, I was like, yeah, Diamond loves... Is Thompson? Solomon Thompson?
Thomas.
Solomon Thomas. I was like, Diamond loves him. And Elvis goes, oh, the first one that walked with the nice butt? Oh.
Look at that.
Like, 10 out of 10.
You would have loved it last night. He would have left that girlfriend of his for you, I'm sure. All right, Danielle, let's get going. Anyway, thank you so much. It's Verma.
Thank you.
It's Verma Foundation, V-E-R-M-A.
Yes, that was awesome. You looked beautiful and
oh
you did great.
I love you.
I'm posting you on the wall.
And then there's more to it. So it was late at night when not late at night. For us, it was what, 9:30 when it ended?
Yeah. Yep.
So what did we do? We went out for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Went down to Tamarind, had some Indian food, didn't get
delicious.
Home till late.
It was so good.
Fantastic. Anyway, okay, now, Daniel, go.
All right, so let's talk about Lady Gaga. You guys know she has been like kind of giving us a little hints that something's coming. Well, she is releasing an album this Friday called Harlequin. It's a 13-track companion album to the new Joker movie.
Wow.
And she's very excited about it. Titles like Smile, The Joker, and That's Life. And it's unclear if any of these songs are covers, originals, maybe a mix of both. But we know that we're getting it.
We heard part of one earlier today.
Yeah.
It's Gaga. Come on.
Yeah, she's love amazing. Jelly Roll. He made his acting debut. So if you happen to watch the second episode from this season of Tulsa King, you probably saw a familiar face because Jelly Roll made his acting debut across from Sylvester Stallone. Now, Jelly plays himself. And in the scene, he's walking through a crowd, and then he stops to meet Sylvester, who accidentally calls him Jellyfish. Here's a little piece. Do we have it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
A3, here we go.
It's hard work, but, you know, you got good benefits.
Yeah, and we also get a lot of cool stuff people leave on the floor after a concert.
Got it.
Speaking of, I got to go in here and tidy up right quick.
Are you a singer? You're not going to try singing, are you?
I mean, how hard can it really be?
This guy's a little delusional.
There he thought go. He was a janitor, by the way. Oh, that's boy. What that whole thing's about.
It's so typical.
Yeah. So Lance Bass has hinted that, yeah, we got some NSYNC action on the way. He said, it's not a Las Vegas residency, which how cool would that be? That would be pretty damn cool. But he says, we are actually talking. He was telling this to Entertainment Tonight. And he said, yeah, we, you know, Joey Fatone just said there's no formal plans yet. But Lance said we are definitely talking. So we'll see what happens. The 11th person has accused Diddy. They have come forward. I don't know if you heard the story yesterday, but it was really brutal. Her name is Thalia Graves, and she talked about a brutal sexual assault in 2001 by Diddy and his bodyguard. She accused them of drugging, restraining, raping, and filming without her knowledge. So, yeah, it's getting worse and worse. And by the way, Diddy's not eating in prison now. And they're saying the reason he's not eating is the food is disgusting. Well, we're so sorry that the food is disgusting. We're just, we get catering for you. Should we bring in the catering?
Poor guy.
I don't think so. And they're also saying that he's worried that people might poison his food because, you know, when he's in there, right. If maybe there's someone working on the inside, you never know. What's that face, Nate?
What, Nate?
Isn't the food bad enough? I mean, seriously, the food
poison may make it taste better.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, maybe
like the perfect spice.
You never know.
Arsenic.
And are you excited about this Megalopolis movie?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay, well,
Megalopolis.
They're wondering if it's going to do anything. They're thinking the Wild Robot is going to win the box office this weekend. But this Megalopolis, it cost $120 million for Francis Ford Coppola to make it. And he took the money out of his own pocket to make it. And they're saying that it might earn, they think, $5 million this weekend. Ooh, so that's a loss so far. The Masked Singer, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, they're all back. The Floor, you've got, and Chicago PD. And Everybody Still Hates Chris is on tonight. You've got Inside Out 2 on Disney Plus. It's streaming.
So
if you didn't see that, make sure you see that. And that's my Danielle report.
So speaking of Danielle, I can't believe you're doing it another year.
I'm so excited.
Don't say what it is.
Okay. No.
We had so much fun doing it last year. We're going to do it again this year. If you're wondering what we're talking about, it's all coming up in like 15 minutes.
Ever wondered what we look like?
Do you think I look inbred?
I do.
Follow us on Instagram at Elvis Duran Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Frasier is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try.
100.7 FM.
Ready for Jingle Ball!
The biggest holiday concert of the year returns.
I love that you guys are ready. You need to make some noise.
Be here Friday morning at 9 as Elvis Duran and the Morning Show drop this year's lineup for Y100's Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One.
The biggest holiday music event stage of the year, Jingle Ball. Please make some noise.
Magic is in the air for Capital One cardholders because they're getting first access to tickets and more starting October 1st for 48 hours only. Or while presale supplies last, visit iHeartRadio.com/Capital One for details. What's in your wallet?
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew?
the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
I'll tell you
when I see you again.
First, you both go out your way, and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
You have my heart and stuff.
show.
Yeah, Danielle, maybe 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Your big announcement coming up. Not yet.
Okay. I'm not pregnant.
On an unrelated note, speaking of Danielle, is she doing her haunted house again? Oh my God, I gotta go there this year.
Oh, I know a lot of people were saying that they should have gone last year.
Maybe it was so good last year.
I wonder.
So last year, Danielle hosted her Hallow Scream.
Yes.
At Blood Manor, downtown here in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
It was our first one.
I couldn't stay in character, though, because the makeup was just flawless, and we were in this beautifully done haunted house. Blood Manor's the best.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, oh, come on, Elvis, can we get a picture with you? I'm like, I'm trying to scare you.
Well, you know, I did not break character until, like, the end of the night, and people kept trying, and they were like, wow. I'm like, uh-uh. It has not happened. This year... Oh, I mean, if it happens this year, then maybe.
Anyway, not related to that, a big announcement on the way.
No.
Hey, how's this peach blueberry pie? This stuff is, oh my, Melick's Farm, every year, the peach blueberry pie, my favorite.
There's some point in your life where you appreciate the crust more than the filling. I'm at that age. That is a banging crust.
I've been loving crust since I was a kid. Anyway, did you try it? You loved it?
You know, the peaches in it is just so super fresh. It's like they just came off the tree.
Well, you know, they grow their own peaches. They're not using the canned stuff. No, I know a lot of people love it in the can, like Scotty B. Scotty B, yeah, they use real fresh peaches.
I was like, you know, they were going to use Del Monte cling peaches in the big heavy syrup can, but no, these are fresh. No.
Froggy, you should fly up for this pie.
I'm on the way.
Very good. Anyway, we're still kind of glowing from last night's event, the Verma Foundation, up walk.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was so good.
You know, I was thinking the whole time, I wish my husband Alex would have been there, pardon me, because he went through chemotherapy. He lost his hair. You know, I was thinking about what these strong, strong women who were modeling last night, what they've been through, what they're going through, and what they may still have to go through.
Yep.
You know, rolling through cancer. And what an incredible idea. Just put a cap on. It's got hair already on it. You're ready to go.
Yep.
And you would think, oh, that sounds a little too simple.
Yeah.
You know what? Isn't it funny in life how the most incredible, incredible things that move us forward are always, the answers are always there. Mm-hmm. It's always a simple answer.
So simple and so easy. And I was blown away by how good they looked, because when you say a hat with hair, it sort of sounds like a costume. You know, like you have those hats that have the dreadlocks on it, and you're like, okay. Right. Yeah. Which I actually got your husband when he lost his hair.
Yes.
I sent him one of those. But these look so great. They look really, really good.
Wow. Anyway, what are we doing here? We have a game coming up, don't we?
Yeah.
Are you working on one?
Yeah.
It's not done yet, though, right?
It will be done in the next commercial break.
All right. Well, what are you working on?
One Hit Wonder Day, baby.
Yeah, it is Hit Wonder. Think about that one hit wonder in your life. Have we come up with a list of others other than the one I started with, say?
Yeah, I got them in my head.
Oh,
wow. If only we could get in there. Anyone know the combinations of Scary's head?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hey, today is National Lobster Day, Danielle.
Oh, great.
See, Danielle hates seafood, but one time I sat there and watched her eat lobster, and you loved it.
So we had a Z100 birthday party, and no, Christmas party, and it was at Windows of the World, which used to be in the World Trade Center.
Yeah, top floor.
And it was an amazing party, and the lobster was delicious. I had never had it before. I ate the whole thing. And then I said, yeah, but I don't like lobster. And everybody's like, but you don't make any sense. You ate the whole thing. You said it was good. But now you're back to you don't like lobster.
Yeah, you're kind of
weird.
And
I have in my head that I don't like it.
You're just weird.
I don't know.
It's okay. You don't have to like it.
I know.
But, you know, lobster, now people, they consider it a luxury item because it's so expensive. But back in the day, that's what they fed prisoners.
Yeah.
Because that's all they had, because it was so cheap to, like, harvest all these lobsters.
Those luckies. Lucky duckies.
Exactly. Anyway, so if you have a chance to have a little lobster, maybe some bisque, maybe a little roll, lobster roll.
I told you guys that story about my poor son, because we used to visit the lobsters at the grocery store in the tank. And then when there were less lobsters, he would be convinced, oh, Mom, people adopted the lobsters. This is when he was little. He was so excited. Until we.